Calling it the major problem facing New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a plan to reduce New York's highest-in-the-nation rate of property taxes for some homeowners. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the program was not received with open arms by everyone.
Under Cuomo's proposal, homeowners who pay 6% or more of their annual paychecks in taxes will get a credit on their tax bills. Renters will also receive an equivalent credit. The governor says the state's consistently high property taxes are driving young people and businesses away, and he says reducing those taxes will be top on his agenda in 2015.
And I'm doing it first because I want to signify that this is probably the single most important challenge that we're facing economically as a state.
The plan is what's known as a circuit breaker. Those who are deemed to be paying too much in taxes relative to their income will get a tax credit of up to $2,000, though the governor's office says the average rebate will be around $950. The program would be offered to lower-income people as well as the majority of the middle class, with an income limit set at $250,000 a year. Cuomo chose Long Island to make his announcement, a New York City suburb where property taxes are among the highest in the nation.
Downstate, in absolute dollars, you have the highest tax counties in the United States, in absolute dollars.
But he says upstate, where homes are worth less and incomes are lower, some pay proportionately even more.
Upstate, as a percentage of home value, you have the highest property taxes in the United States. Percentage of home value means you're paying less than downstate, but compared to the value of the house, it's much, much more. And those are people with less income who cannot afford it.
The proposal immediately drew criticism. E.J. McMahon, with a fiscally conservative think tank, the Empire Center, says the tax credit amounts to a subsidy, and it provides no incentive for localities and schools to cut expenses to bring their tax rates down.
If you are subsidizing more of the tax bill, you're creating a disincentive for them to hold down taxes as they might otherwise do. It's a fairly expensive way, from a state budget standpoint, to basically redistribute some of the property tax burden without actually reducing it.
He says New York for years has had a similar, larger program in place known as STAR for school tax assessment relief, which subsidizes school taxes for those making up to $500,000 a year. During the life of that program, school property taxes have gone up. McMahon says the governor would be better off focusing on reducing costly state mandates that drive up taxes in the first place. The governor's plan was also panned by the business group Unshackle Upstate, which said it misses the mark. And Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos says in a statement that he'll seek a bigger tax relief package, saying all middle-income families in every region of the state should get relief. Cuomo, speaking with reporters afterward, put the responsibility back on local governments and schools, saying it's up to them to cut back.
This has been a constant tension with local governments all across the state. I'm basically saying you have to find efficiencies in economies of scale, and you have to stop spending the way you have been spending. Local governments, the spending has gone up 6%, 7%, 8% every year. And they use the taxpayers as a piggy bank.
Questions remain about the governor's plan. Cuomo did not say how he would pay for the nearly $1.7 billion program. He'll likely give out those details as part of a joint budget address and State of the State speech on January 21st. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.